Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in the chapel of St. Timothy. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Hang on a minute, vide infra, Timothy, our brother. When I came to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, a door was opened for me in the Lord, but my mind could not rest because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I took leave of them and went on to Macedonia. There's loads of holy ministry in 2 Corinthians. Christ is speaking in me, 13:3, or as the confessions love to quote our Lord's words, he who hears you hears me. Within all that is said of the apostolic ministry, wherein Paul, Silvanus, Timothy, Titus, and another name to be filled in, the Lord knows. Within all this of the Lord, of the holy ministry, we hear today's text. Take that away, and you may as well scrap the holy ministry. 1 Corinthians 15:31, if Christ be not raised. St. Paul tells us that he recently was sure he was going to die. Then there was nothing and nobody to rely on but only the Lord. That was to make us rely not on ourselves but on God who raises the dead. The remarkable thing in the epistle for the second last Sunday is that death is not specifically mentioned. Death doesn't seem to make any big difference. The text simply rides right on through. There are no dead points in the continuity. He who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ makes all the difference. The big difference is before Christ and after Christ. And after Christ, everything moves forwards to the fulfillment. Contradiction of this is getting stuck, immobilized, bogged down, fixated at some dead point. This can happen in the holy ministry. Pastor Paul has had a lot to suffer, enough to stop a man and drown him in self-pity, the death of him. But the dying that goes on with him is now a piece of the death of Jesus. And so there's more and more for the good of those whom the Lord puts him there to serve. So death is at work in us, but life in you. It is for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. And that is a more than we can tot up with our eyeballs. That lasts like nothing on the way. On the way there are transient things. None of them are final, for they are on the way thither. To take away the thither, you can be stopped and fall to bits anywhere along the way. Suffering tries to do that to us. Death tries to do that to us. Suffering and dying that are tied in with Jesus not only cannot do that to us, but actually pull us on forwards to the incalculable always more. And that is how it goes with our tent, our body. If you get stuck there, as if that's what's final, You cut off what he has given you your tent, your body, for. He gives you one tent so that he can give you another one, a better one. He will not leave you tentless. Without a tent, you aren't there. A fact that you may recall puzzled the little boy who observed, "As I was going up the stair, I met a man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go away." Not being there is in our text called naked. Clothed we are now, and later on we'll be ep in Jesus thy, clothed on top, enclothed upon, over, further. Two of them, one on top of the other. Not really, but another, a better one. It's difficult to imagine a better one than the one we were clothed with by holy baptism. When you Christon en edesis there. Same verb our Lord does again extra later on. Our Lord really does rather overdo things. He just doesn't want us to get stuck along the way, and so piles up the confidence that he has matters well in hand to get us through all the way to whatever more he has in store for us. Our new bodies, tents, clothes, he has already waiting for us, hanging on a rack, a 39 long. Now, won't that do just nicely? You may remember Michelangelo has the angels save Saint Bartholomew's skin for him. He'll be needing it again, at least for size. How is the Lord going to manage all that? Just don't worry, he says. You can leave it all to me. What we'll be given, we are told, is not made with hands. That is, something beyond our doing, beyond our capacity, our calculation. It'll be his doing. Tent, building, house, clothes. He has them ready, better and more than we can imagine. Such as only he can imagine. Has given, is giving, and will give. The Spirit, whose job it is to get the gifts delivered, doesn't stop work at 5 o'clock or when the monitor registers a straight line. He is in for the long haul, all the way. The Spirit, a guarantee. How many guarantees do you need? We've already had about half a dozen. Having given them a load of good things, whose momentum brings them on, halted by nothing, always forwards and more, the apostle next swings on into doing the pastor thing. Oon, therefore. What follows from the foregoing for the mess that the Church of Corinth has got itself into? A whole lot. Is their mucking things up going to stop the Lord we've just heard of? Not bloody likely. He will work it all to pull us along stronger. He is the one who was nakeded for us all. So whether now, today, or a bit later on, we make it our aim to please him. Amen.